Have you paid for sex in Spain because it's legal?
Uh-huh.
You have?
Yeah, and the same in the UK, and the same you can tell when you go into a girl in the UK, you can see if the girl is trafficked or not straight away by the way she look at you, the way she talks to you. And well, there's not, you know...
How can you tell? Tell me how you can tell.
You can tell straight away because with a different girl in a legal place, they're happy, that you buy the drink, everything is good. You can tell that they're not trafficked. You can tell straight away that a girl is trafficked because the way she looks, her body might have burns on her legs or bruises on her arms, whips, that sort of thing. And you just walk away.
You just walk away?
Uh-huh.
You don't do anything
to
try...
You walk away or report it. It's up to you.
What do you do?
When I have seen it, it's made me cry. So... But that's only sort of on a very, very minimum scale. And that was in England anyway, not in Spain.
And how do you know these women are happy? Aren't they paid to look happy?
No, they're not paid to look happy. You can tell straight away. Obviously, you've never been in that environment, so you can't imagine, maybe.
If you thought you'd face prosecution here in the UK for that, would you stay away from the UK?
One girl I know, she's a very good friend of mine, okay? She come here from Romania. She worked here from, I think she's 18. And now, I don't know what she's, maybe 30, 31. She's bought her own flat. She's got a husband, two children. In fact, the guy that she met was one of her clients that come to the club. She had obsession with him. Eventually, they get married. And she's happy. Her life has changed. But she knew exactly what she was doing when she come here. And she's happy. She was happy to do that.
If this law became active in the UK and that... men who use sex workers abroad to be prosecuted here in the UK to tackle that demand, would you stay away from the UK?
Yeah, I would never come back to the UK. I never want to anyway.
Why?
But it's not just that. It's where does the law go from there? And when they prosecute, you're prosecuting someone who is the majority of the clubs or whatever in Spain are legal. So you're prosecuting someone who's doing something that's legal, and then maybe they're going to go on a sex offenders register, and then they can't go on holiday, they can't go abroad, it's going to totally ruin their life. For what? For nothing. For something that is totally legal. And the chances of a tourist going on holiday on a stag do actually going to a place which is not legal is very unlikely.
What? How often do you use sex workers, Andy?
Madrid, would he? A tourist wouldn't go to Madrid and find the girl that you're looking at. The way they're going to find that girl is only local people are going to know that. She doesn't work in the big club, the hotels where.
Well, who knows? Who knows what these people organise? I don't know.
Because the places are not legal.
Why do you use?
The only people that would find that.
Andy, will you let me ask you a question? People. Why do you use sex workers so much?
Why not? I can do. It's not about me. It's about the law.